Welcome. I want to welcome everybody that is around the world listening. We go live on the internet. Wednesday nights are our internet live, services. And there are, we don't have our specs today, but there are thousands of people listening right now. So I want to welcome those that are around the world listening. Welcome. And tonight we are actually offering, as our new service on Wednesday nights, questioning and answers, because there are a lot of people that would like to really have questions that they just want answered because they're not quite sure, you know, because every religious doctrine out there has so many different views, and this ministry is geared on just having a relationship with God, period. There's one God. How many of us realize that there is only one God? Amen. And then there's branches, which I call sons of God. And one of the controversies in religion is the prophets. You know, you have this type of religion has this prophet, which exalts to a God. And then you have this type of religion, which is a prophet that exalts to a God. And then you have this type of religion that is a prophet that exalts to a God. And they take Christianity as one of the prophets who is exalted as one of the gods. And so tonight there was a question that came in as far as the controversy about Jesus. And a lot of us tend to worship Jesus for some reason or another, and I want to clarify why here in this ministry we don't worship Jesus, other than we exalt him as one who may have an authority in heaven. And I know with my transformation, I had an experience, and we're writing a book, and the book is in process. I'm really excited about it. And it talks about Jesus in the book. But when my life was changed, alterly changed, I met Jesus. And he was a brother of mine. Even in the book of Revelations, there's an angel that talks about it. You can read between the lines that it is Jesus. And he told his fellow brother, don't worship me, I'm a brother of yours. And so when I was done, the only words that I actually heard was, go back and tell them about my father. And I want to really let the world know that Jesus was a prophet that was used back 2,000 years ago to set an example of how to become one with the Father, to show us how to live in righteousness by following his commandment, God's commandments. And God's commandments is a law that is written on our hearts. How many of us here have a desire, an unction, a feeling, a passion? Well, that all is God in you. They're actually his feelings. It's your purpose, your plans that you have in you is really God's life for you. I was talking with someone earlier today, and I said to them that, you know, most people are trying to get a life. They need to find their life. And their life is already inside of them. It's already put inside of them. They just need to find it. And there is no right, wrong, good, or bad. It's just what God has written on your heart. That if we can find that and come down to a place of being honest with ourselves and really look deep in what we want, what we're looking for, and not be conformed to the world. The world has a way of trying to characterize you in whether you're a good person or a bad person. You know, a person with success is a good person. You know, if you got a lot of money, you're a good person. Oh, that person must be really good because they're real clean cut, good looking, and they got a lot of money. So they must be good. And those people over there, you know,
They don't look good. They're not clean cut. They don't have any money. They must be bad. How many people have ever ran into that before? Amen. And that's not true, because in God's eyes, the righteousness is really whether or not you're laying your life down in your heart. If your heart's desire is to do or be or what have you, and you're following that, that's, you know, honorable and righteous in God's eyes. Now with Jesus, he was one of God. He was considered the Son of God. And why was that considered the Son of God? Does anyone have a possible answer of why he was considered the Son of God? Very good. He followed everything that was written on his heart. So there was an example. Jesus had felt as though that he needed to go to Bethlehem or whatever. Jerusalem, yes. And who was it that said, Peter? Peter said to him, to Jesus, no, you don't have to go there because you're going to get killed and, you know, avoid it. And Jesus looked at him and kind of chuckled and said, you don't have the mind of God. Get away from me. He went really rude and said, get away from me, Satan. You don't have the mind of God. But that's a perfect example of what made him the Son of God, because he said, you don't have the mind of God. So what he was basically saying is, I got God right here in my heart, and I have a passion or a desire to go to Jerusalem. I don't know why. Yeah, they're trying to kill me, I guess. But this is what's saying in my heart. And I have to follow my heart. I can't reason with my mind. I serve a big God. And if they're going to try to kill me in Jerusalem, I don't care, you know. And so I got to go. And that's what made him the Son of God. And I believe that all of us can be sons and daughters of the living God by us following the mind of God, the law of God, his word written on our hearts. And all of us, every one of us, we don't have to come up front to the altar and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and become born again and all that other stuff, through just the fact that you would think that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus didn't know me. How did he know to die for me? How did he know what I was going to do? But he was God. No, he was God because he followed the heart and the commandments on his heart. And that's the same as way as you. If you're following your heart, we don't have to answer to anybody but God. That's why the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What are we actually working out? Whether or not we're following this. I want to bring out to the world how it's so important to follow your heart, to follow this unction, this inspiration, this desire, and to be able to know how to cast down the enemy, the darkness, Satan, Lucifer, the father of lies, how to war against this thing. Because, you know, if you read this book, it's called the Holy Bible. Not many people around the world know this book, but I want to tell those around the world that this is a spiritual book written by and inspired by men, written by men, but inspired by the Holy Spirit. And that's God. And some people call it the living word, but I call the living word what's inside of you. And if you have an unction or an inspiration or whatever, that's considered the living word. And so in here, in the Bible, it speaks about I lost my train for a minute. Yeah, come on up, Sam. Where was I going with this one? You got it for a second? Okay.
I'm on the same page. The Lord had me all day long in this. I was talking to a guy today, and he said, I have no idea where to find God. Where to find him, no idea. And I said to them, yeah, everybody's running over here, running over there. Wherever there's, they hear a move of God, they run to it. They try to find it. They go to spiritualists. They go to everybody to try to find a path for their life, to try to find peace, to try to find happiness, whatever they're trying to find. But God wants everyone to know that he is inside of everyone. You find him inside of you. That's where you find him. He lives right inside of you. You're not going to find him. He said, no longer will you find me in the mountains or in that temple anymore. Now I'm going to be in your heart, and my law will be written on your heart. No longer will you find me in the mountains or in that temple, but from this point on, my law for you, individual for everybody. Everybody has their own law. Everybody has their own passion, their own hope. God's raising up a people to do different things. Raising up an army. And that army has different positions, different avenues, but he's raising everyone up in their own, in his own personal way for them. And that's your hope. That's your passion. You know, I was talking to that same guy, and we were talking about hope. And I said, people wake up with nothing. There's no hope. There's no passion. There's no joy. And the definition of an insanity, I said, everybody's insane. Because insanity means doing the same thing every single day, not changing a thing, but looking for different results. We don't change a thing. We just keep doing the same things. We get up. We go to work. We come home. We fight with our husband. We fight with our wives. We watch TV for 3 hours and we go to sleep. It's the same pattern every day. And we expect different results. And God's, it's not how it works. See, the same kid said to me, how do you hear God? How do you hear him? And I said, well, if he's inside of you, it says he has a still, soft voice. A still, soft voice. And I said, the way you hear God is by quieting yourself, by calming yourself down. I said, everyone's trying to manipulate and control and get what they want in this world. And Pastor talked about a message 2 weeks ago, and he talked about two loves. One love is the world love, where you manipulate, you control, you try to fight, you try to wiggle your way in, you see something you want, you try to get it. And you want things. That's the world love. We want houses, we want cars, we want money. That's the world love. Then there's a love of God, where you know God loves you so much, and you've been tested and tried. And it takes testing and trying to realize God loves you sometimes. You know, we have to go through some testings and practice and apply truth. But what he's saying is, you know, that's how you come out. That's how you come out. And what he was saying was that the hopes and the passions inside of you, they come when you have the God love. The God love is trusting him so much that you just know he's going to provide all your needs. That you know that he's going to, if you need something to be done, he's going to provide it. I told a story a long time ago about a pastor, and we were out, and it started snowing really hard. And we had a meeting that night, a church meeting that night, and I said, Pastor, we have to go back and plow the roads here because people are going to show up. They won't be able to pull in. He said, Brother, don't worry about it. We're about our Father's business. We were out ministering at the time. We were never not ministering. And we came back, and this guy showed up, neighbor, hadn't talked to him in years and years, with a plow truck. And he said, I just had to come over and plow your driveway today. I don't know why, but I had to come plow your driveway. You see, when you trust God, he causes the whole world to move out of your way. He'll cause the whole world to line up and serve you. Because you know why? Because you don't care. All you care about is loving God. All you care about is following that hope, that passion within you. And the hope eventually stops becoming for things. It just becomes for more of God, for more peace, for more joy, for more happiness, because that's what God gives us. See, the only way to hear him, really, is by quieting yourself. We have so many voices in our heads every day, lying, lying, lying. Pastor talked about the father of lies. It's never going to happen. And fear and worry and anxiety come in. If you've had anxiety, let me tell you something. It's nasty. You can't sleep. You're like you're buzzing, like your whole body's buzzing, and you can't calm it down. That's anxiety, to the point where you can't sleep, you can't think, you can't eat, fear comes in. That's no way to live. You know, what pastor's talking about here is there's a truth in this place. That truth does one thing. Shuts all the lies up in your head and allows you to start hearing God's voice through your hopes, through your passions. You know, I was on the same page as Pastor today because I had this guy ministering, and he really received it. You know, he really received this message, and it was awesome. So, amen, Pastor. You ready?
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Sam. Amen. You know, so to get back to Jesus, because, you know, there is what brings so much division around the world as far as these different denominations. And you have, would you say, the Asian? What are some of the religions out there that basically brings division amongst all of us? You have those that believe in Buddha, the Muslims who believe in Allah, Muhammad. Is Muhammad the prophet and Allah is the God? Okay. And then you have Christianity that, you know, believes in Jesus. And then you have Catholicism. Okay, so you're looking at the Catholics, which have many different saints that they kind of, you know, offer and worship up to as of gods, you know, because of Mary. I believe we're living in days that God is just saying it's enough with the division. And we have to bring out the reality and the truth of why these divisions are here. And it's because of a real lack of interpretation, a lack of knowledge. And, you know, it's really hurting my heart. And I feel truly if my heart is being hurt and is in pain, it's the Father's heart. I mean, once my life was transformed, I no longer lived. I died. I became reborn with a new spirit and a new purpose. And now I'm living it. And I'm happier than ever because I finally walked in the call of my heart. But that call was never there. It wasn't like I was born with it. God imparted it. And now I'm a voice for Him. And in being a voice, I'm stirred in my heart. I am following the commandment of God because I'm following how I feel, my heart. And there are some others that ask, well, what is the Messiah and what is the Savior and the anointing? And I want to bring all these terminologies to a head because the Savior, the Messiah, is literally that still small voice that Sam was talking about that, you know, how do you hear God? Is really the Savior of who you are, because when you begin to bow down and worship your heart, you follow the direction of your heart, you're literally bowing down and worshiping the commandment of God. You're actually honoring God and following His commandments. So I want everyone not to feel bad or feel guilty at all if they're following their heart. I want you to understand that if you don't follow your heart and you're submitted to fear and worry, then you're actually falling into sin. I'm going to talk about this possibly next week, or I know the Lord has been moving on my heart about clarifying what sin is too. Because we are not sinful individuals. We fall into sin when we have fear of following our heart. Most of our fears and worries are basically, how are we going to provide our need and who's going to help us and things of that nature. And we kind of fall short of just having enough faith to know that our Father in heaven loves us so much, our Creator loves us so much that He'll take care of all of our needs. We just don't give it enough chance. We're all worried and worked up today, not even knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. But I'm going to tell you that tomorrow will be okay. Everything will work out tomorrow. So if you're lacking, don't worry about it. How do you feel? See, I'd like to have one-on-one ministry with a lot of people because I can get them to find their life. You don't have to get a life. You need to find it. And where it is, it's right here, right in your heart, right inside of you. You just never, it never left you. What happened is you never heard it, or you never really got to be honest enough about it. Look, there might be a time where you just don't want to do nothing. Has anyone ever felt that way? I don't want to do nothing. And right away, what do we start doing? We question. We start beating ourselves up. Wait a minute, I can't do nothing. I'll be a bum. Why is that? I call that the weight of the world. The burdens. Who told you you were going to be a bum? Who told you that you were going to be a bum? Because you just don't want to do anything right now. Who said? Maybe that's God telling you, you need to take a sabbatical, or you need to just relax, or you need to just shut down for a little bit. And then there's a time where people just say, well, you know what? I just want to shut down altogether. Well, you know what? That's okay if that's how you're feeling. Oh, Pastor Jim, you can't tell people that they could be bums. You can't tell people that they could just shut down. Why? If that's what's in their heart, and that's how they feel, let them. God will begin to open their eyes. God's love for us is far beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. Now, the sad thing is when people do finally follow their heart, and maybe God says, sit down and don't do nothing, then all of a sudden they start feeling as though they lost hope. Oh, geez, I sat around too long. Maybe I sat around too long. And I start losing some hope. No, I truly believe God is alive. And if you begin to open up your heart and speak to God, say, God, I need direction. I need some help. I need you to, you know, kind of just guide me and lead me. I want to be in your will. I just want to do what you have me to do. You created me. So if you created me, I'm part of your creation. So that means that I have a purpose. Not to be conformed to the things of the world. You know, the world has a way of conforming you into something. Amen? How many people realize that the world has a way of conforming you into something that you really aren't? I know I want to be free. I know I want to be in the will of God. And if I'm in the will of God, there's a thing called the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit because the power of the Holy Spirit is something that moves you. Has anyone ever gotten to that feeling or thought that they were laying down on the phone, you know, laying down on the couch, relaxing, being a bum, and they're watching the television and all of a sudden, oh! Oh, I gotta go do this. Oh, I gotta go do that. Oh, I gotta quick run to the store. Oh, I gotta make this phone call. Has anyone got an inspiration? Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you right now, that's called the anointing. The anointing's kicking in your life. See, we're all anointed. There's a lot of things that I wanna clarify in religion. I wanna clarify what the anointing is. I want to clarify what the Holy Spirit is. I want to clarify who God is. I want to clarify what His law is. I want the world to begin to understand what life is. And life is all within Him. I want to clarify who the Messiah is, who the Savior is, what sin is, who the devil is. I want to talk about all these things because without this understanding, without this knowledge, we're lost. And not only are we lost, we suffer. And we feel guilty, we feel ashamed. And not only do we feel guilty and we feel ashamed, then we seem to get into a pattern. And we bound ourselves with a pattern, and I call it religion. Trying to wipe away that guilt and shame and that lost and all that stuff away. Through works. That's a good one, through works. Make yourself feel better, that's right. So this Wednesday night is going to be an interaction, a question and answers. I'm going to be speaking, and if you got a question and I'm going to speak and you got a question, please go like this, ooh, 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 and I'll see you, and I'll say, what's up, and we'll get to interact, because your questions are no different than those that are listening around the world. Your questions are no different than everybody that's listening. So if you can figure yourself sitting there, you're no different than 100,000 people. You're just like them. And everybody's confused. Everybody's lost. Everybody has heard it from this, that, this, and that. And you know what? When they go find out from this, that, this, and this, they're still lost. And they've never gotten to a place of really finding who they are and really finding out how to be free. And God's love for us is so unconditional. He doesn't care about what you're doing as far as works. All he cares about is if you find him, and that's that heartbeat inside of you that makes you tick. That's that love. That's that passion. That's that unction. That's that feeling. Listen, you know what makes a dead person a dead person? When they don't have any of that. When they don't have any of that. God's not with them. You want God? I'm going to tell you how to get God. I can sit you there in about 10 minutes. I'll have God visit your house and he'll dwell with you. Because then you'll begin to start bringing what I call honesty in. And then we'll sit down and we'll say, what do you really, really want? Listen, 99.9% someone who is lost and without hope, when I sit down with them and I say to them, what do you really want? 99.9% they all say, I don't want to do nothing. You know why? Because the burdens of this world has wore them down so much that they became burned out. They can't do it anymore. They want to give up. They want to end it. You know how many people I meet that just give up because of the burdens and the cares of the world? And so I say to them, then don't do nothing. You know why? Because we got to take the weight off. How are we supposed to move on to a new chapter in our life if we still got the same amount of weight we're carrying around? We can't do it. It's tough. And I know what it's like. Believe me, I was driven with purpose that I thought was what I was called to do, you know, supply a life for myself and support my life and create income and establish a family and, you know, all the burden carrying weight stuff, which everybody has a right to think that way. At the same time, don't let it control you to the point where you just work yourself to death and you never find that time. And we tend to cut ourselves short. And we feel as though that we got to keep doing and doing and doing and doing and doing and doing until eventually we just come to the place of being burned out. How many of us has ever reached that point of being burned out? Where there's no more where to go. You don't know what else to do. And it seems like you're not getting ahead. It seems like no matter what you do, it seems like at the end of the month, it's just as ugly as it was at the beginning of the month. And it's just not getting any better. And many of us probably said, well, you know what? I'm going to try to simplify my life and it'll be a little bit easier. So I'm just going to stop this area. I'm going to stop that area. And guess what? We're no different than the next position. God has a way of working with us. And I truly believe God will give you everything that you could need according to the riches of his glory. He'll supply all your needs, everything that you need, according to his riches in glory. Now, his riches in glory is really his law, his commandment that is imparted in each and every one of you in your heart. If we knew the mysteries And I call it the ancient secrets, the mysteries and the ancient secrets. If we really, truly knew them, we wouldn't be striving like we are. I know them. I know the mysteries. I was taken into heaven to get those mysteries. I know those ancient secrets. I know life. I was taken into a place to know them. They were given to me for you. I'm free. And I thank God that I am more free now than I ever been, because it took me a long time. It took me about 13, 15 years after getting smacked around and beat by the hand of God. But he knew what I was dealing with. And finally, I said, yes, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I'm willing to go full time with you in the sense of depending upon you 100%. By just knowing that you will lead me and guide me in all this truth and all this mystery and all this, these ancient secrets that you have given me, that I now have to apply in my life 100%. And I can say, that's redemption. That's being redeemed, when you can depend on our Creator 100% and take down, you know, he says, the last battle, the last victory that you have is over death. And I'm not afraid. How many of us here are afraid about what might happen tomorrow? How many of us here are just scared because they don't know what's going to take place? Or how about this? How many of us here feel alone? Well, do you know that that's part of being afraid? It's like taking a fear and just like squeezing it a little bit and making it smaller. Just being alone is fear. And so if we really knew what we're dealing with and then understood the truth, we could be set free. I want to give you the truth. I want you to be as free as I am. You know, some know me intimately and some know of me, and those that know me intimately say, I know you walk in the truth. It's evident in your life. I heard it from Sam the other day. He's like, there's no one like you that manifests everything that you speak. There is not one thing that you do not exercise. And I say, you know me intimately, but there are some who just know me. And they'll just see me with a big smile on my face and they'll think everything is cool. I'm going to tell you right now, I got earthquakes. I got storms. I got more than you could ever imagine. But I laugh at it because I know it's just the love of God. My mind is renewed in a way that is transformed in the opposite of the way you think. And that's part of being redeemed. Repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What he's saying is change the way you're thinking, because you were born in a way of thought. And God is saying change your thought pattern and reverse it. When I went into that heavenly place, I came back and I said, oh my God, everything that we think, flip it upside down and reverse it, because you have to be down in order to be up. You gotta be like dumb in order to be wise. I mean, it's like completely the opposite of what we know. And so, of course, there's a lot of work there. When you think, when we're younger, it's a lot easier. And I thank God that I have the privileges of training and equipping my daughters, who were given to me after how many years of being married with no children, doing the same thing and not missing a beat, and couldn't have any children. Was it over 10 years? Over 10 years. And then when I came back and my life was transformed, it was like instantly given 3 beautiful children. And now they're 13. My oldest is 13, right? Going on 13? Going on 14? Oh my God. Time's flying. And that's another good thing. When you know you're in his will, time goes by real fast. Did anybody have a day that took forever? Well, you were in the world. When you come out of the world, it's like you wake up and then all of a sudden, where did the day go? So if your days are going fast, rejoice. Just be happy. Don't say, oh my God, where did the day go? No, say, oh my God, that was awesome. It's one day closer to eternity. We're all going to be there one day, and it's like one day closer. All right, yeah. Well, we need to learn the truth. And I am grateful for these Wednesday nights, and I really would like to see all of you come out and ask those questions, because I do have a problem. When my life was changed, in the very beginning, I was so raw. I thought everybody was like me when my life was changed. I was like, are you kidding me? How come you can't just get this stuff? Why don't you understand it? What do you mean? You don't have this. Oh, my God. And then I realized, wait a minute. I was just like that. And I have a lot more compassion now. When my life changed at the very beginning, I was so raw. And when I mean raw, I thought everybody should have understood me. And now I've learned that there's a language, there's a knowledge that I have, and I think that other people know it. And I need your questions. I need you to say, hey, I got a question. And I really honor that so much, because I need your questions. I need your questions because there's a lot of people that are listening that have the same question. And I don't want to let anyone go without having their questions answered. I want everyone to know this truth. I want everyone to understand, so that not only do we walk in unity and in love, but we walk in peace and joy. And could you imagine if the whole world grabbed this truth? We would demolish all darkness around the world. There would be no darkness whatsoever, because we would come to a place of understanding that you have a love of God and you're following your heart, and we can't judge or push our viewpoints on anyone. You know, what brings so much division that I feel is, oh, I know. Oh, no, I know. No, you have to follow. I know. And you have to listen. I'm not saying I know anything, but I will say I know him. I won't say I know everything, but I know the truth. I know the way, the truth, and the life. I know how to be free. After that, I don't care what you do. Have a party. I don't really care. What's right, wrong, good, or bad is really only up to you. Not up to me. What I do, please don't judge me, because I'm following my heart, and I hope you are too. And I will never judge you. Even if you're not following your heart, I still won't judge you. You know why? Because I won't know if you're following it or not. I'm not going to be over here judging you whether you are or you aren't. Oh, no, you're not following your heart. I can tell you're not following. But what comes out of your mouth, I can tell if you're following your heart. You know, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks, so to say. And give me a couple minutes, and I can hear your heart very clear. God has given me some gifts to go along with this life. And I was sharing with someone earlier that I could probably know everything about you and every bit of part of you. I can't even tell you half the stuff, because you won't believe me. You'll get kind of mad at me. So I've learned not to share anything unless desperation really comes to me. But with that being said, I don't know nothing about my own life. It's fully just trusting and believing in God. Just every often, just constantly listening to that still small voice in my heart, just saying, Lord, how do you feel today? And then I just kind of feel. And I said, I feel pretty good. All right, good. God feels pretty good today. You know, there's a saying that this prophet in the Bible said, Jesus, he says, if you see me, you see the Father. And he connected one. And there was a prayer. He says, Father, put inside of them what you've put in me. that we can become one as they are one. Let them be one as we are one. His desire was that you would be just like him, having that relationship with God so close that you knew it was him and not you, and that you became one with our Creator. And that's what his desire is, that you become one with him. So it is no longer you that lives, really. You don't separate yourself. If you feel this way, that's how God's feeling. That's why I know when I speak, and there's a part of me that feels really sad, I could truly say, God's sad. And when I say that, I mean it. And when God's sad, it's a shame, because now we have to change it. And I say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Take their sadness away. Tell them about my love. Tell them about the life that they can have. Tell them that they don't have to fight the way they're fighting. If they would just trust in me, I will turn all things around for the good. I can restore what was lost. I can really fulfill the desires of their heart. They have made, maybe they have made some mistakes because they thought it was my will, but they just got the wrong color, they got the wrong size, they got the wrong shape, but they had the right purpose. They moved before me. I want them not to be anxious for nothing. I want them to move in me. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a war over your head. There's warfare over you that you just can't see. And in that warfare, angels are fighting on your behalf to bring the right purpose, the right one. How many of us tend to jump into things? And then when we jump into things, we tend to make a mistake, so to say, because it didn't go as well as you thought. Well, I want you to know that you didn't make a mistake. You just did it too fast. Sometimes it feels like it takes forever for God to do something in our lives. How many of us ever felt that way? Oh my God, it's taking forever. Would you hurry up? I feel like one of those whining people. Oh my God, I want to go to Miami. It's taking forever. But I realized, I was shown the ancient secrets, the mysteries. I was shown that there are literally warfares over our head according to every purpose under the sun. There are things going on beyond what we can see. And we just need to let the Lord battle these things out. We got to let God warfare on our behalf and battle it out. He knows your desire. He didn't forget you. He created you. He created you with them. And if he created you with life in them, they're his desires. The thing we don't know is the warfare, what it takes to get them. You know, God's really fighting on our behalf. I want you to know that. And if I need to end and I see that I have to end, I'm getting the Jim. Yo, Jim. And when I get like, I know time is like done and I talk too much. And the reason why is because the passion and the fire that's burning inside of me, I can't quench it in 45 minutes. I could go for hours because the fire loves you. And that purpose for your life to be restored and brought back, and the warfare, it's great, but the battle is won. And if the battle is won, every bit of life that is inside of you, every passion, every desire, every thought, everything is yours. And maybe we thought we lost it. You didn't lose nothing. It's all restored. This is involved in mercy and compassion and forgiveness and love. It's beyond. We don't know God's love. And it's beyond your sense of forgiveness. It's beyond your sense of mercy. It's beyond your comprehension and thought of what the definitions of these things mean. We can't comprehend it. We don't understand. One thing we do need to understand is it's our life. And how you feel is His feeling. And it's nothing wrong with how you feel. And if you went before the Lord, He laughs because He always looks at us as little children. Little, little, tiny children. And how could you possibly get mad or angry at a little, tiny child? Has anyone ever come across a little child that, you know, did something that could really blow your top, but you just kind of look at that child and giggle? That's our Father. That's our Heavenly Father. That's our God. And every time we tend to make a mistake, so to say, which there is no mistake, but every time we think we made a mistake or did something wrong, God is just kind of giggling at us, saying, oh, it'll be okay. It's when we keep repeating the same mistake, you know, His temper tends to go, all right, now I told you once, I'm going to tell you again. All right, now I'm going to tell you four more times and that's it. All right, enough's now. All right. And I felt the hand of God. I know what it's like. But you know how many all rights there were before He went? There was a lot. With that being said, I think Tim had something to share. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Tim, and He's going to close us, okay? Amen. Thanks, brother.
You know, he brought up a great point about, you know, waiting on God for things that are supposed to happen in your life, and there's a reason why we wait so long. God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and His greatest purpose is for worship. He wants us to worship Him and praise Him and honor Him. And you ever notice when you have a child and you constantly give that child what the child wants, and there's no longevity of time in giving them what they want, what happens to that child? Child gets spoiled. There's no gratefulness, there's no gratitude, there's no honor and worship that comes out of them. So they take you for granted. Well, that's the same thing with our Father. You know, our Father makes us wait through long suffering for hopes and desires that are within our heart, because you know what happens? When we get what we want at that appointed time, there's such a great honor and respect and reverence to Him for bringing us what was the hope was within our heart. That's why He makes us wait so long to receive the promises that are within us. Because He knows what it's going to take for you to worship Him in spirit and truth. And that's the God's honest truth. That's all He wants from us is to worship. And that's why we're here on this earth. We spoke it last week on a message where Pastor was talking about being redeemed back to Him. And it's about a worship unto God. It's that honor, that's reverence, it's respect. You know, we've lost it somewhere in a heavenly place before we were even here on this earth. We lost that worship of God. And God's saying, no, I got you here now for an appointed time because I want the worship back. So He puts those hopes and desires within our hearts because it gives us a purpose, and it's His purpose, because when He delivers His purpose, there's an honor, a praise, and a worship unto Him. And then He's satisfied with us. Amen. I'm going to leave off with that. So I just want to, we all want to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. It was an awesome night. Every Wednesday, 7:30, we're going to have the questions and answers. So if you can go home, think about things that you want to ask about. Maybe you're having a relationship with God and you want to find some answers out. Pastor will be up here every Wednesday night at 7:30 answering questions. If you're on listening to our website and you're hearing this message tonight, if you're across the world, figure out what you want answered. Maybe you have questions about God. Maybe you have questions about your faith and about your purpose. Ask those questions. Send us an email. We'll be glad to share it the next Wednesday night. We'll answer those questions because every single person here out there is important, because God brought us up and raised us up at this point in time for you. That's all we're here for, is for you. So the other thing is, Sundays, We have worship service starts at 10 o'clock. Our regular service starts at 11. So if you can make it out here, that would be great. If you're listening for the first time on the web, just log on to our website, www.glorytothenations.org. There's actually an address on there and directions to, so you can get here on Sundays or Wednesday night. So thank you very much. Everybody have a great night. Be blessed. Be safe. We'll see you this weekend.